Okay, week in review, we're up to Simin Tzadi Aleph. Haisa talis chagura al masnav lechasasom yimasav lamata. If he has a beged, some article of clothing that's covering him from the waist down, nonetheless, also the spal adje chaset libo. He's not allowed to daven without his chest covered. By kriyash ma meikir din is mutter, by brachos meikir din is mutter. It's not recommended, but meikir din is mutter. But by tefillah, it's aser midina. Why? Mishabrosev katan aleph, because tefillah is begeder omed lifnei melech, and that's not the way to be omed lifnei melech. Vim lo kisas liba oshenena asreinu b'ma yiskasa, and if he didn't cover his heart, or he doesn't have with what to cover his heart, ho, and he daven bidi eved, ho, v'kisar v'asav espala, yotze, bidi eved, he be yotze. But lichadchil, the person does not daven like that. I think it's interesting how over here.
Shorts.
The Bir Alacha said Diva Masal Yatza that let's say he's in a situation he doesn't have a shirt. He's in jail, whatever it is. Should he daven without a shirt or should he not daven without a shirt? So he brings down here from the Rambam the way the Bir Alachan sends the Rambam Diva Masal Yatza that the Chatchila better not to daven. Even though if he would daven with the would be a daven, the Chatchila better not to daven. And on that they have a Shaila from Rav Eliyashiv. That might be if he knows he's going to get a beged, so then he can daven tashlumin. But what if he does not know? Well, he's never ever going to daven because he's in the situation. So he, okay,
had,
that's
we
in
had
footnote
idea.
Four.
If someone is too much, so he can't clean himself at all, totally. So he would daven. If it's a, he can't clean himself at all, even in the future, won't be able to clean himself. So he davens some type of daven, even when he's dirty.
I don't know about that.
Never such idea?
No. What do you mean? You're saying that he has.
But
I don't know. Meshukat? Okay, we'll get there. Okay, Sif Beis. Zorich le'azor azor b'shasa tefillah. A person has to put on a gartel during davening. I feel Yeshua avnet, even if he's wearing a belt. She'ein liba roa sa erva. Therefore, he has the separation. Bein liba la erva. He still has to put on a gartel. Mishum hikon. Aval shah brochos mutta the barach bocha. Gora me'acha she'esha mechnesayim. Agav bein liba roa sa erva. So liba roa sa erva asers all communication with Hashem. I think even divrei Torah. Even Torah. But here, it's not upon libero as a erva. There's an interior gato as a part of he going to prepare to daven to Hashem. Mishmur Sif Katan Dalet says, B'dievet, if he doesn't daven, no gartel is yotzav. Yeshomer, oh, the davke misharogel kolayam b'chagra. This is someone who walks around with a gartel. But someone who does not walk around with a gartel, even B'shas HaTfilah does not need to wear a gartel. Miu is a midas chasidus af b'chiyai gavna. Okay, so Lamaisa, most of us do not wear a gartel nowadays. Chassidim do wear a gartel as a sign of hikon. And the Dershu points out that it used to be a sign of kavod, and therefore they did it. But nowadays, it's not a sign of kavod. I mean, it might be something to wear a nice belt, which either you wear a belt or if you don't wear a belt. Like, I don't know. I mean, I never heard this discussed, the gabe a belt. What if a person normally wears a nice belt? And now he doesn't have a belt. So should he go out of his way, you know, before davening, get his nice belt? That's not the chagara that you know, the chassidim just throw on this gartel. So, I don't know. Okay. I mean, it's all part of, you know, putting on a hat and jacket for davening, put on a tie, put on whatever, to look mechubad, to do something special to, because you don't understand that you are about to speak with Hashem. Sif Gimel. Yesh Omrim also Lahazhir Azkara Mipiv Berosh Megula. Some say that you're not allowed to say Shem Hashem with an uncovered head. Yesh Omrim Sheyesh Limchos. You should protest. Shaloli Karnes is a Knesset Vigili Erosh. That no one is allowed to walk into a shul with an uncovered head.
Again, the first opinion?
No. Okay, we need to spend time with that back in Simon Bays, which we're going to make up one of these days. That's right, Hashem. Okay. Sif Dalet. Kova'im ha'kluim mikash chashiva kisui. If you have a straw hat, that's considered a kisui. I guess it has a lot of holes in it. Still okay. Avahanochas yad ala rosh lo chashiv a kisui. To cover your head with your hand is not considered a covering. V'im acher maniachido al rosh hashazeh mashma dechashiv a kisui. But if someone else would put his hand on your head, that would be a covering. So if hey lo yamod ba'afun daso v'lo barosh megula v'lo baragayim megulim in derachan shemakom shol yamdu v'nei gedolim ela b'batei raglayim. When a person down in Shemon Esrei, he's standing in front of Hashem. So it really goes on the place and the society. What would be normal to go in front of, an important person? What's an afun daso? It's a money belt. Mishibur says sifkaton yir aleph. Here, Mishaber says, "If cutting your beis, ubizmanenu tzarach lasim beis atfila kova barosho kederech sholech barachov." You have to wear a hat for davening the way you walk in the street. So it used to be even the guy would walk in the street with hats in America until Kennedy. You heard of President Kennedy? He took off his hat. John F. Kennedy. There's a big airport named after him. He took off his hat, and after that, he destroyed the hat industry. Everyone took off the hats except for the Haredim. So, but before that, all of us growing up, our grandparents were far from Haredi, but they would wear hats. That's what everyone did. So if it's the way you walk around, wear the hat, so you should have one with a hat also. So nowadays, that's dependent on the society. If you're in a place where people walk in the street with hats, so you should have one with a hat. If you're in a place where you never wear a hat, except for a baseball cap to keep out the sun on a teal, so then you don't need to have that. Hey, you shouldn't daven with shorts on, assuming that that's not the way people walk around by you in front of Anashim Chashuvim, maybe on a kibbutz. Netanyahu visits the kibbutz, they come to greet him in shorts, so then I guess they would have a hetzer to daven in shorts. But most of us wouldn't do that, so we should not daven in shorts. Derech HaChacham Mitamidim Shlo Yisbalu Ela Keshem Atufim. The derech is to cover the head with the talis. The Maisa Minig Ashkenaz is only to cover the head with the talis after the wedding, not for single people. Hago be'ezam, so a person's posture and how he approaches Hashem will depend on what's going on in the world. If it's a time of zam and a difficult midas adin and a difficult time in general for Klal Yisrael, so yesh lechabek hayadayim b'shas ha'tfila ka'avdo kome mare. So you should clasp his hands together right over left. We also saw that in Simon Sadi Hey Gimel discusses that. Right hand over left hand. Obey Shalom, but that's only for Ezam. Ey Shalom, when things are smooth in the world and it's calm, Yesh Leskashi Bibgodim Noyim Lespal. So put on nice clothes to daven. Tell me what's going on in the world. Okay. That's Simon Sadi Aleph in a nutshell. Simon Sadi Beis. Okay, this is a difficult one. Okay, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, so it's split up basically into two parts. Tzadi Beis discusses a person needing to go to the bathroom, how that affects his ability to daven, and then gets into washing hands. Okay, we drew a Chazara chart. How's our chat for needing the bathroom? What is it? Okay, Chazar chat will help us. Okay, so basically three shlavim. There's a person could use a bathroom, but he could wait 72 minutes. He feels a small need to go to the bathroom, but he can wait. He knows he can wait 72 minutes. Then there's, he needs more than that, and he knows that he cannot wait 72 minutes. And then there's, he really needs the bathroom right now. Okay. So, Tzadi Beis Aleph. Hayatzarach l'nekavov al yispal. If he needs a bathroom, he should not daven. Name is Spadl, and if he does daven, tefillah also to'eva. His tefillah is a to'eva, it's an abomination. He's not yotze, v'tzarech lachzor the spadl. He has to daven again. It's very stark. Hani mili sheni yochel amir asma sheyohilach parsa. That's if he can't wait the time it takes to walk a parsa, which is 72 minutes. Aval im yochel lahamid atzmo sheyoh parsa. If he can wait the 72 minutes, So according to the Mechaber, he's also not supposed to daven. It's a machlokas hagirsos in the Gemara. But b'diyeh, yotze b'diyeh. B'diyeh, if he would daven in such a case, he would be yotze. But l'chatchila lo yispala, and shivdik atzmo tchila yofa. But l'chatchila, he should not daven, shmona esrei, if he feels the urge to go to the bathroom, even if he can wait 72 minutes. And if he can't wait the 72 minutes, b'diyeh, he has to daven again. So Mishnah Sif Katan Bey says Yesham Dafke Ligdolim. That's only if he cannot wait. No. If he could wait, this is how he can't wait the 72 minutes. So then he have to repeat davening. If he can wait the 72 minutes, he's not supposed to daven now, he's supposed to go to the bathroom. But Bidi Evid, if he davened, he's Yotze. That's according to the Machaber. The Gura is a different Machok is a Gura. So Nemazah brings down the Gura that says, I believe it's Yushalmi also. That l'chatchila a person can daven as long as they can wait the 72 minutes. It's even l'chatchila. But the Mechaber holds that it's not l'chatchila, it's only b'diavad. Now, if he cannot wait the 72 minutes, then he needs to daven again. So Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis points out, Yeshon dafka l'gdolim, that's only if he needs to go to the bathroom to make gedolim. V'l'ktanim, but if a ktanim, b'diavad ain't tzarech l'achzor l'spal. B'diavad, he would not have to go back. If he couldn't hold it in. V'yesh cholkin. There are those that disagree. So, the Magen Avraham is Mekel, others are Machmir, the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskil, the Tzarech Lachzor L'Spalel, brings down a big machlekes, aposkim, and concludes, Ein koach be'adeinu lachria b'neihem. That we cannot decide between these two opinions. That means what? That means he cannot wait 72 minutes to make ketanim. He davened. Does he need to repeat davening? So the Bir Halacha says we can't be machriya, could we need to be daven, could be not. And then they bring down that from Rav Yoshev, so daven, make it tonight, make a condition. If he's chayav to daven, he's davening. Otherwise, it's a tefilsim daven. You can't do a shabbat. Okay, now the Aruch HaShulchan just brings down the kula of the Magen Avraham. So the Bir Halacha holds it's a suffik hashakul. You know, suffik hashakul, he doesn't want to pass. And the Aruch HaShulchan passes the kula like the Magen Avraham. What you should do? Do with that information what you want. Okay.
What about any Gedolim?
Gedolim, everyone agrees he has to repeat. The Gemara calls it a Toeva, abomination, so it's not called a Davini. Okay, Hagav, the Chola Nitzach, the Nekovav, also, Fidu B'Devitara, Kazman, Shugufa, Meshukat, Minan, Nekovav. Person who needs a bathroom is also even b'divrei Torah, as long as he is gufo meshukat min anekavim. He needs a bathroom. Okay. So let's see. No. Let's see. So first, in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey, let's say he can wait to 72 minutes. So again, the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir, the Gra is Mekel, Mishnah brings down the Gra. The Mishnah Berurah holds, like the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down the Gra, he holds like the Mechaber, that even if you can wait 72 minutes, you're not allowed to daven. Okay, now how important is it to go to the bathroom? He says it's better to go to the bathroom than to daven with a minion. It means he's going to miss the minion if he goes to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom, miss the minion. What if he's going to miss Sos Man Tefillah? So then he says, no. If you miss Osman Tvila, doesn't go that far. Then he can be Mekel like the other Shitas, and he can daven. Okay. Now the Ramah said a few of the Divrei Torah. Mishmur Sif Katan Vav, V'kol Shekein B'kriya Shema Asha Brachas. V'b'dievet Ma'ash M'divrei Prima Gadim, V'ein Tzarech Lach Zor V'likros. V'dievet, he would not have to do it again. So what are we talking about over here? Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin explains, what's this gufo mishukat, which level are we referring to? So it's not a level of Baal Tashak, so you need the bathroom right now. He can't wait to 72 minutes. So if he can't wait to 72 minutes, and he daven Shemon Esrei, his tefillah is a to'eva, he's not yotze. If he can't wait to 72 minutes, he should not do anything. He's also be Devei Torah, he's also be Kriya Shema, he's also with everything else. However, we just saw in the Sif Katan Vav, but b'di'eved, by Yishmon Esrei, he has to repeat. By everything else, he does not. He's Yotze Kriya Shema, he's Yotze Shah Brachos. Okay, Upa Parsa, and if he could wait the 72 minutes, so according to the Machaber, that's not good enough. He can't daven Shmoneh Esrei like that. Mutar afilu b'kriyashma. V'ashar tshuva de'el, simivav, sivkotan, hey, machmir ba'zeh. So the tshuva over there is machmir, even on making alam tiyas adayim. It's not a din in kriyashma. It's machmir l'gamrei. Everything is like tefillah, like the Machaber, that if he can't wait, even if he can wait 72 minutes, not good enough. He has to first go to the bathroom. Okay, the first opinion of the Mishnah Berurah over here is that, no, even though he can't daven Shmoneh Esrei l'chatchila, but he can do other things. If he can wait a parasa, it's mutar afilu b'kriya shma. And kol shekein everything else, just not Shmoneh Esrei. So that's the machlokes. And Dirshu brings down from Chaim Kanievsky that b'makom atzorech, and these other things, one can be makel. I mean, yeah. Even within the Mechaber's chumrah, even in the Mechaber Shita, he's being made by other things, Shasat Chak. But that's how he's done from the Gra, that even Tefillah would be Mutter. Okay, but we're working with the Mechaber, because that's how Mishaber goes with this Mechaber. In the case where you're going to miss davening, so there they bring down, so we make a like, I think it's a Rashi and a Rif, like the Gra. Okay. Sif Beis. In Be'emtza Tfiloso, he doesn't need a bathroom at all. No bathroom, he's good to go. Then, Pitom, in the middle of davening, Nisara lo Taivet. He feels the need to go to the bathroom. Ya'amid atzma ad shigmor velo yafsik. He should finish davening. He should not be mafsik to go to the bathroom. He should finish davening. In the middle of Birchas Kriyashma, Kriyashma, also, he should not go to the bathroom. He should continue davening. Skip the Ram off right now. If he wants to, he has the option to go to the bathroom. By tefillah, we had this like by, you know, when the kid makes a puddle on the floor. So, we have a chumrah. On one hand, Shmoneh Esrei is more chumrah than Shema. On the other hand, more chumrah like, don't mess it up with bathroom v'chadome. But on the other hand, when you're in Shmoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to move. You're in Kriyat Shema, you're allowed to go for a walk. So, he can just go to the bathroom and come back. So, by Kriyat Shema, he has the option. Okay, and by Shmoneh Esrei, he does not have the option. Okay, now even though we said he can continue davening, he's only allowed to continue the thing he's doing right now. Meaning if he's in the middle of Berachos Kriyat Shema, he can finish that, but he can't start Shmoneh Esrei. This heter is based on that Gemara that we actually spoke out in Simon Nun Hey, the Gemara from the Mishnah Megillah Chav Gimel in Parshas Neshama in Erev Nesnei Teva. It delineates all these different things, and they're all separate things. And therefore, here there's a heter to finish the thing that you're in the middle of Krishna, but not to start Shmoneh Esrei. That's really something else. Or finish Shmoneh Esrei, but not kedusha, not you know Chazaras Hashatz. Go to the bathroom, and then you'll take part in Chazaras Hashatz. Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a good question. What about from Birchas Kriyashma to Kriyashma? It might be one package, but I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. We had this discussion legabe being shaha kedei kula. How do you cheshben out, according to the Ramon, Simon Samech Hey, if you're shaha kedei ligmar is kula, with an ones, you have to repeat. So there's a whole discussion over there. There's a brachos kriyashma with kriyashma, without kriyashma, together, separate. I think it was a suffix in Yerushalmi, and the Bialacha went lekula. The only time you're really going to go back, meaning, to repeat Shema is no big deal. So he wasn't so against that. But to repeat Birchas Krishna, to repeat a bracha, for that we're not going to do unless you fulfill all the shittas. Fulfill all the shittas meant he had to pause the time it takes to finish the whole thing from the beginning of Berachos Kriyas Shema until the end. So that's part, maybe related to this. I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. Yeshua does not seem to be mechalik over here, so sounds like it's all one unit, right?
Over here it says the Yishun Tzitav Shemina, he said
right.
He should go between Emes V'yatzim, no? That isn't Kedei Shiuchal Echal Kach Lismol Goro Yitzvira, then it's like...
He can't start Shemina Esrei, but then he goes on and says you should do Bein HaProkim. There is no Bein HaProkim once you start the third paragraph of Shema in Shacharis. There's no Bein HaProkim. Till there is none. No, there isn't none. Zero. So really you should wait between 2 and 3. That's the best time to go out. Okay, not sure. Good question. Later. Okay. So if he needs the bathroom in the middle, he can continue davening. By Shemana Esrei, he must continue davening, and by Shema, it's optional. Two opinions in the Mechaber. The Mechaber first says, Lo Yekor Kedarko, and then he says, Vim Ratzo, if he wants, he can go to the bathroom. Which means, sounds like, you know.
Optional.
Optional. Okay. Hagot. Now I go back to the Ramah. Now, what level of bathroom need is he experiencing here in the middle of Shemana Esrei? So it says Ramah, shenim this bimshum bal tashaksu. It's only if he doesn't really need the bathroom dachuf. But if he does need the bathroom dachuf, yosa tov lahafzik. Then he should stop his Shemona Esrei and go to the bathroom. Okay, Chuvas Rashba. I have parentheses now. Shuvas Rashba Simon Kruf Laman Al Pasak the Motor. Chuvas Adesh and Pasak the Aser, but Tzarech Lechalek Kach. Basically, there's a machlokes between the Chuvas Adesh and the Rashba whether you should stop or not. And the Ramah wants to understand that there's no real machlokes over here. They both agree. And the reason one says Motor, one says Aser, because they're talking about two different stages of need for the bathroom. The one who says Motor, it's only because he needs the bathroom so badly, it's a state of Baal Teshaksu. The Chumash Adesh, he says, oh, sir, because he's talking about the other stages. He's talking about, you know, he can wait a half an hour. He can wait 45 minutes. And therefore, he should not stop his Shemona Esrei. Okay, how to handle this lamaisa? The Mishabura in Sifkat and Yiralef has like different opinions over here. He says one can rely on the Rashba. Here he says Yeshua Gunkin Rashba the lo yafsik. So what does the mutter and usr mean in the Chumash Adashin? If the Rashba is lo yafsik, means mutter can hear davening, usr can hear davening. V'chein kaza b'chai adam da'aser lehafzik. D'erach ha'chayim kaza d'niyesh b'mishum b'al t'shaksu yachol lehafzik. Doesn't really conclude that you must stop. Right, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether it's mutter or aser to continue davening. If it's mutter to continue davening, then don't stop. Chayim says aser to stop. D'erach ha'chayim says he can stop. Okay, and Bir Alacha Dimasa Abba Balavach is a thing, Krishma, Gamma Magrava Mode, Dimisavikokach, this beam Shem Balta Shaksu. If he's in the middle of Krishma and he has, he needs a bathroom, Mukhuy of Lahafsik, Vilivdo Kasatma, Kevin Diochal Hazi Bansa, because there, stopping in the middle is not such a big deal like stopping in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Now it's also interesting because over there he's not going to be able to say Shemona Esrei anyway. So, okay, the question is should he be masik in the middle of Shema? So if it's a state of Baal Teshaksu, then he is mechuyev according to this. Bir Alocha. Shame looking at Rome. Okay, so if he needs a bathroom dachuf bal tashaksu, the Rama says that he should stop. Right? Yosef told the Hafsik. The Rama says to stop. The Magen Avraham says that he should not stop. That's what I've written in my notes over here. Okay? So that's the... And then they have these...
What they arguing when you what stage?
Lo Yafsik.
At what stage are they arguing?
About the Shaksim.
The Shaksim,
yeah. 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 So he brings down the Rashba's Lo Yafsik. Magen Avraham Lo Yafsik. Chayadam also the Hafsik. Chayadam says Zach the Hafsik. The Derech HaChayim. Erech HaHafsik.
Okay.
I don't know. Say the same as you do. I don't know. Okay. Good. Good? Okay. Sadi Beis Gimel. Tzach kodim tefila la'asei kicha v'ni avachod av'al ha'tordo. Before he says Shemoneh Esrei, he should keep, blow his nose and take care of all the thing, the hygienic distractions so that he can daven without distractions. Okay, so that was the bathroom section of Tzadi Beis. Now we're going to get into the Netzilas Yadayim part of Tzadi Beis. Okay, Tzadi Beis Dalet. Tzarech lirchot yada b'mayim im yeshlo. He has to wash his hands in order to daven Shemoneh Esrei if he has. Okay, why does he need to wash his hands for a davening? So there you go. So, back in Sif. So, the Mishabura sends you here back to Sif Dalet, Simin Dalet. Okay, maybe we'll have time, we'll go back to Simin Dalet if we have time. I don't know if we have time. Okay, Simin Dalet, that's the famous Simin on Negelwasser. The morning person wakes up, everyone knows you have to wash your hands. We wash three times or four times, going to the go with a cup. Okay, there's a lot of details over there. Very complicated, but stories like this. Why do we wash our hands in the morning? Three reasons. One is ruach ra. The person sleeps, there's ruach ra at night, but every ruach ra in his hands, it has to get rid of the ruach ra. That netila does not require a bracha. That's not why we see antias naim in the morning, but we do wash that, what we call negel vaser, for that. Fine. Then there's a machlekes rosh rajba. The rosh says because in the middle of the night the hands are very dirty, yadayim askani hand. Touch dirty parts of his body, wakes up, he wants to daven, he has to wash his hands. Who adin, according to the rush, he has to wash his hands with a bracha. Person goes to the bathroom before davening mincha, for Mariv, he has to wash his hands with a bracha. That's the shita sarosh. We don't follow that. Shita legamre. We're not knowing to make hansi's dying by mincha and Mariv, but we are by shachas. The Rashba has a different reason. And the Rashba says, because in the morning you're a beria chadosha, you're a new creation, and just like the Kohen, starting Avodas Hashem, the Kohen starts his day in the Beis HaMikdash with Kiddush Yadayim from the Kiyor, washing his hands. So we start our day of Avodas Hashem by washing our hands. And that's only relevant to Shacharis, not to Mincha Maariv, and Mechoshish for both opinions, and therefore we only make a bracha if both the Rosh and the Rajba are Mechayiv a bracha. So that's only relevant to Shacharis, not to Mincha nor Maariv. Now, the other two reasons brought down, but they fit in with the Rosh and the Rajba, is a pasuk. Over here, the pasuk says, Erchat b'ni kayon kapai. And then it talks about the Mizbeach. So that relates to the Rajba. And then the other reason to wash one's hands is because of Hikon, to prepare, to talk to Hashem, wash your hands. And that relates to the Rosh. Your hands are dirty. You need to wash them to speak to Hashem. Okay, and therefore, tzarech lirchot yada b'mayim im yesh. A person has to wash his hands with water if he has. V'im ein lo, if he doesn't have water, tzarech lach zachareim ad parsa. This is my focus, like you saw, so within the Gemara. Machaber says he has to go after the water. If he's on the road, he has to continue on the road 72 minutes to find water to wash his hands with davening. When he's going on the road, the water is in front of him. He has to go backwards. Ad mil chose yosu mil inner chose. Has to go back a mil, but not more than a mil, which is 18 minutes. The im is yarish yavar zman tefila, and if he's afraid he's going to miss those zman tefila, inaki yada b'tzar or ba'afar or b'chol midi dimenaki. He has to clean his hands with, wipe them on the wall, on a rock, on dirt, on sand, anything that will clean his hands. That's what he should do. Okay, Mishra Siv Katun Chavalev, second line, Vikoshkin Lin Kriyashma, Vivade Asul Lahamtin Omaim. They were more, like Kriyashma Chazal were more concerned, you shouldn't worry about the water. There's a curse in the Gemara. Ruchizda Layataman, the Mahadar Amaya, Beidin Tsusa. The question is that talking about Kriyashma, or is that talking about Tfila? So the Mechaber holds that is referring to Kriyashma and not Tfila. Tfila, you do have to go for water. Shema, you don't go for water. Shema is more chamer. Why is Shema more chamer? Various reasons. Either the Sosma Kriya Shema is earlier, the Araisa, different reasons. Fine. Okay, so the Araisa, and this is something, this, you know, Baruch Hashem, in our society, you don't need to go 72 minutes for water. Everybody says, there's a chiyah, maker, din, to wash one's hands for each tefillah. Shachas, we make a bracha. Minchamara, we don't make a bracha. Rabbi Nemzal said, use a cup and wash once. Okay. Sif, hey. Rochat Yodav Shachris. He washes his hands in the morning. V'yisiach day tobriyad hatzachadas. Tzrichim netila the tefillah miyesh lamayim. So again, he needs to wash his hands for tefillah if he has the water. That's according to Shitas Arash. Mishbaris have gotten chafei. Avada Torah ulebrachos to the creation of stam yadayim ksherosein. Stam yadayim, he doesn't know if they're dirty, he doesn't know if they got dirty. So he can learn Torah, he can make brachos. Here it says he can make kriyashma, he can even say kriyashma. Avada simen dalek, because if you're going for kriyashma, psulos stam yadayim. Okay, but for tefillah, stam yadayim is no good, and he has to wash his hands again. Again, rochot yodav shachris v'isiyach daitu tzrichim netilu tefillah miyesh lamayim. He has water, so wash again. Afabi she'ena yadayim shum lechuch, even if he doesn't feel dirty, v'lo yivarech.
Why not?
What tefillah are you talking about? Hold on. Vim ein lo mayim mizumanim. He doesn't have water. Ein zach lachzor velito. Ago afilo yodav miluchlochos minot lon tefillah einam avarech uketil el simin vav. I don't think they're still talking about shachris. I think the story is like this. The Ran holds that Hesach Hadas is not Mechayev in Atila, only for Achila. You have a Hesach Hadas, you don't have to wash your hands again for Tfila, only for Achila. Right, you wash your hands for bread. Then you have Hesach Hadas, you need to wash again. But not by Shmon Esrei. And therefore, over here, where he already washed his hands, he should have, I guess, made a bracha over there. He didn't make a bracha. He had a Hesach Hadas. So we're machmir to wash his hands again, but we're choshish for the Ran not to make a bracha in such a case. Tibir alocha. Even in the mayim, I am in shabur asif katan chavav. Who knows? I'm not going to run. Ulefi zet. Tama machaber mishum to stam yadayim posek keshita satoisis. דאפילו בשלו יעבור הזמן די בניקיון אם אין לו מים. וזה גם כן תמה מחר בסימן ריש למגיע נוסף בייס. Okay, by stam yadayim, he passes like Toises that he can clean his hands on something else. Da'afilu b'shelo yavor hazman, dai b'nikayon im ein lo mayim. Even if the zman is not going to pass, he doesn't have to look for water. He can use nikayon, stam nikayon. B'zeh yizim... מדברי הגרוע משמעת ואין לו מים סומך במחר שיטה סרן תסתם ידיים קשרם לתפילה ולפי זה אפילו ניקיון לא צריך ועל כל פנים סקיפטן קפל הלאנס דעת שולחן ערך בעושה צרחב או נהגה מקום נתונף אין די בניקיון אף במנחה ואפילו באין לו מים מזומנם כמצורך לאחר אחר מים כדעת שולחן ערך זה טל he has to go look for water because what's going on to be why is he not washing his why isn't he not Either because time and dying, he passes like choices that doesn't need water, or because I was like the round that you don't need to wash clean your hands at all. Yeah, I don't know. I'm confused. I'm confused. Say like this. According to the Rajba, he's supposed to wash his hands first. Wash his hands in the morning, make a bracha right away. He's up, new day, serving Hashem. According to the Rosh, he should wait before davening. So now, when should he? So it's like a stira. Where it's machlokes. When should he wash his hands? Like when should he make the bracha? Right away in the morning, like the Rajba, or before davening, like the Rosh. So the Mishabura in Simin Dalet prefers shitas. I don't say what shita he prefers. He says make the bracha before Shmona Esrei, before Shachris. Why? Because according to the Rosh, he says get your hands dirty, whatever, clean your hands, go to the bathroom right before davening. Now your hands are dirty. According to the Rosh, you chayav netzil sedayim with a bracha for Shachris. And according to the Rajba, even though you should have made the bracha at the beginning an hour ago when you woke up. But even the Rosh, the Beis Yosef says, according to the Rosh, you can be masada the brachos together, you know, in shul. And therefore, you can wait for the answers, even though you washed your hands earlier, according to the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rajba, I think, or Beis Yosef's own understanding, whatever it is. But within Shitas HaRashba, he says that you can make the bracha later. And then you yotze according to both opinions. So, I guess the issue over here is, his hands are clean, and according to the Rashba, Shulchan Aruch's Rashba, he can make a bracha, but according to the Rosh, he can't. But he's bringing all these other things. There's a lot going on here simultaneously. I mean, the Hezbar just gave is not like he gives two understandings in the Bir Halacha. Neither one is what I just said. Unless he's talking about other tefillos, the Gamre. Meaning, according to the Rosh, he can't make a bracha now. I don't know why he doesn't bring down the Rosh. According to the Rosh, he can't make a bracha now. But if he goes to the bathroom and his hands are dirty again, boom. So now he's chayav bracha according to the Rosh. Perfect. If it's chakras. Okay, weiter. Honestly. ואפילו יודע מלוכלוך הזמינות לא נתפילה אין המברך כדי לאל סימן וו what's לאל סימן וו that's not talking about שחרס okay I'm not sure because in סימן זיין maybe that should say סימן זיין It's a Simon Vav. Here it says... Here they changed it to Simon Zion. Here they changed it to Simon Zion, this edition. So Simon Zion talks about the fact that the Arshita is hold every time a person goes to the bathroom has to say Al Nisis Adayim. The whole day. We don't pass like that. Some say only to make Gedolim, yes, say Al Nisis Adayim. We don't say it. Some say if he does it right before Davin, yes, say Al Nisis Adayim. We don't pass like that either. We don't pass like any of those shittas. So that's why he's bringing in Siman Zayin. It's not talking about Shacharis. Because Shacharis, according to the Rashi, yes. And if you didn't make Al Nisis Adayim, according to the Rashi, but we said you could push it off, so then it's fine. Okay. Right. Sif Vav. Homer betfila v'nizka shenaga b'makom betunav dai b'nikion afar obetzoros omachagich yadav ba koisim. So he's in a davening. He realizes his hands were not clean, or he did it in the touches in the middle of davening. He scratched his scalp, which he's not supposed to do. So he should not leave walk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to go wash his hands. He should just wipe his hands on a wall, on a table, on a beged, on something to clean his hands. Zayin, makom mitunaf. How mitunaf is mitunaf? Not so mitunaf. Hainu makomos hamechusim ba'adam lefi sheish ben mulei zayah. Any place that's normally covered is considered to be shvitzi, and therefore is called mitunaf. If he touches it, he has to clean his hands, wipe it on the table, on a beged, on his clothes, perhaps. V'chein imchikei charosh. If he scratches his scalp, his head. Hagav. V'lachein also digam makom asel. B'shashem demitfila osik b'torah. When a person is involved in Torah and tefillah, he's not supposed to, his hands. He should keep his hands clean. V'chein b'tzolas ha'ozen va'af kima yedei beged. You shouldn't be involved with tzolas ha'ozen va'af except yedei beged. So here the Mishnah points out. The Torah with the brachos afa b'sheish lo mayim. So it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, the Chatzchila should really wash his hands with water, but the Eved, he could clean his hands with other things. He's in the middle of learning. So in Piskei Tshuvos, he said that many say that it's even the Chatzchila, because it's just a din in Nikayon, and Nikayon could be done without water. Here it sounds like B'di'evet, but if a person's in the middle of learning, they could also be considered B'di'evet. He should get up and go wash his hands, interrupt his learning. That's maybe a B'di'evet situation. Okay, Mishnah Besef Katan Lamed, the Groz Maker with Tzoas Ha'ozen V'Ha'af. Okay, and then in Dirshu they bring down that's only if it's out of the body. But sticking one's fingers into parts of his body that are basically covered, even if it's covered by itself, so that would vayter to be considered a dirty part of the body and would require either tzias adayim or some way of cleaning his hands. Ches. Hamashtin lo yisparel. One who goes to the bathroom to make tanin lo yisparel. Ad sheyishek lehilachar ba'amos. He should wait the time it takes to go dalet amos. Mishum nitzotzos. Because there could be some drops of tanin left, and wait for it to get absorbed in his clothing. One who's davening, then he wants to go to the bathroom, he shouldn't daven literally into the bathroom. So, like, his mouth's still, like, moving, like, he should wait, and then he should go to the bathroom, make sure he's totally finished with his davening, or his tehillim, whatever he's saying, when he goes to the bathroom. One who spits should not daven until he waits the time it takes to say to the time it takes to walk arba amos. And hamispalel, one who's davening lo yaruka ad shisha arba amos. V'dafka l'tzona v'alim nizam lo rog mutter. I end up coming siman tzadi zayin. So I didn't really understand this, but after doing tzadi zayin, maybe I do understand it, because in siman tzadi zayin we discussed this week that if there's roke in his mouth, so he should put it into a tissue, a handkerchief, whatever. He doesn't have that, or it's too disgusting for him. So according to the Bavli, he should spit behind him. According to the Rishalmi, he could spit behind him. If that doesn't work, he could spit to the left. Are you here for that, Shir? So all the poskim are bothered. Why is he spitting left? The Chayyur, if he's spitting left and Hashem's in front of him, that's Hashem's right. And where do we see such a din? When he takes the 3 steps back, he first bows left, because that's more chashiv, because Hashem's right. So what's the difference? So there's 5 answers to this. So one of the answers is, I think the Darkei Moshe's answer, which is not brought down in the Ramah. The Ramah, whatever, it's a whole cholent over there. But basically, the Mishnah brings down the Darkei Moshe's answer. Darkei Moshe's answer is that when a person spits, the Shechina leaves. Shekhinah will come back. Shekhinah leaves. And therefore, we go by the chashivas of Adam, by a person, the right side is more chashiv than the left. And therefore, he should spit left because the Shekhinah left. So maybe with that, we can understand what's going on over here. Person spit, maybe it takes a few minutes for the Shekhinah to come back. The Shekhinah, it's something disgusting, whatever, the Shekhinah leaves, wait the time it takes to Arba Amos to make sure the Shekhinah returns. And then if you're davening, so you finish davening, so why do you have to wait Arba Amos? Maybe the same thing, because your mouth is still moving, whatever, make sure that you're silent so that you're not basically chasing away the Shekhinah. But B'sha'as Tzchak, a person is allowed to chase away the Shekhinah by spitting in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. That's what came out over there. I mean, it's better for him to use a tissue, his beged, whatever. But if he's an Istanis, like remember, he's not Rav Ashi, was an Istanis, and he just turns around in the middle of davening and spit. Maybe that's a pshat. Maybe. Sif Yud Tov Litein Tzedakah Kodem Tefillah. It's good to give tzedakah before one's daven, as the pasuk says. Mishabur brings down Sif Kotam Lamed Vav. Yechliv Ani B'Tzedek Echazeh Panecha. I will see Hashem through tzedek, through tzedakah. Okay, let's do Tzadi Gimel very quickly. Seven Tzadi Gimel. What do we just do now? Tzadi Aleph, Tzadi Beit. Let's do Tzadi Gimel. Person has to prepare for davening. As the Mishnah says, Chassidim Rishonim will prepare an hour before each davening, an hour after each davening, daven for an hour, 9 hours of davening. Okay, we don't do that. So a person should wait Sha'achas Kodim Shakum Lispal before davening, to put him in the right frame of mind. And then he should wait an hour after davening. He shouldn't like he's running away from davening. Or to come back down to Olam Hazeh after this super intense spiritual experience communicating with Hashem. Mishura points out Sifkat and Aleph. Okay, what does the word Sha'ah mean? In Hebrew English, we call it an hour. Does it really mean an hour? So he says here it really means an hour. Really means an hour. Miu, Mishabur, Sivkat, and Alf, continuing. Ze, lachasidim. L'sham, da'i b'sham wetas, shi'ishe kodem shi'yatchil. But for the regular folk, so we're supposed to come early to davening, at least prepare 2 minutes of davening. Not an hour, a minute, or 30 seconds, something. Sif Beis, lo yamad despa ela be'em av achna. A person should stand to daven with fear and trepidation and awe of Hashem. Lo mitoch schog v'kalas rosh v'dvarim b'tein, lo mitoch kas, lo mitoch simcha. Person should not daven in a light-headed, light-hearted mood. Dvarim b'teilim, he shouldn't be in an angry mood, he should be in a simchatik mood. Kigon divrei tanchumin shel Torah. Easy Torah. It's not distracting. He's not going to think Torah during davening, but it puts him in a good mood. For example, Samach L'Gulas Mitzrayim. That's all. One of the reasons. We have a pasuk, but we'll get more into it later when we get to the Hilchos Tefillah. Samach L'Gulas Mitzrayim, Samach L'Gulas Tefillah, or Samach Tehillah L'David, Shekasubo Ratzon Re'av Yaseh Shomer Hashem Esko Havav. So that's what we have as the preview. So to get us in the right mood to daven Shemoneh Esrei, that's Sukkot Zimra, it's Ashrei, it's Brachos Krishma. Gimel, Ein Don Nisbal Mitoch Din V'lo Mitoch Halacha. They shouldn't daven at a din halacha. Something is very distracting. It's not the time to daven because your brain is going to be on automatic pilot. Your mouth is on automatic pilot, and your brain is in the middle of the din or the halacha or the business or whatever your life's involved with. Shloi Libo Torba Ela Mitoch Halacha Psukah. It should be a simple, light halacha. Pukudei Hashem Yisham Sam Chalev. It makes you happy, not something that's going to distract you during davening. Hainu Nami Kamar Mitoch Simcha Ki Pukudei Hashem Yisham Sam Chalev. Good. Ha'osek B'Tzarche Tzibur Ka'osek B'Torah Dami. One is Osek B'Tzarche Tzibur is like being Osek B'Torah. What does it mean? Two explanations. Perish. Ninyan Lamor Mitoch Alis Bala Shagam Zu Simcha Yilo Sh'osek B'Tzarche Tzibur Osek B'Tzarche Tzibur. You're doing something good. That's a good mood to start your tefillah just like Torah. The Asian Farshim, no, the Hainu, the Eden, the Inner Tzarech, Livsog, Lispalel, that you don't need to stop, meaning just like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai would learn and he would not stop learning to daven, who had been a person who's Osek and Tzarech Tzibor, does not need to stop his Tzarech Tzibor in order to daven. And together, Osek and Mitzvah, Potem and Mitzvah, Mishabura Sivkot and Zion said, V'chein pasku achronim, Ikra din. Then what about, should he daven tashlumin? No. Ein tzach l'tzal mincha shtayim, b'shul tashlumin shachos. Kei, mishim shas chavos, v'yo pati menem min adin, ein tzach l'tashlumin klal. That's a famous machlokes. The Taz disagrees. Sharatzion points out in Sivkot and Tess, the Taz disagrees. And the Magen Avraham, the Drisha, Mishabura, the Kusa Kesef, they're all against the Taz. Say no, he was potter me'ikra din, therefore he does not need tashlumin. But this is assuming that he davened for the whole time zone. The whole time of the tefillah. Meaning he has a meeting in the afternoon. And he missed davening. Meeting went from 4 to 6. Okay, but he was chayev in Shmoneh Esrei from 1 to 4. Okay, he's not held accountable. It wasn't amazing. He thought he was going to daven later. The meeting went later. But he had a chiyuv. He had a shas chiyuv. And therefore he is chayav in tashlumin for those earlier hours. If the meeting went from 1 to 6, non-stop, boom, tachay tzibur, so then he's going to be putter because putter from tashlumin.
Who says this? Mishnah
Berurah says it in different places. The issue pointed out, I think. I don't remember exactly. But the ma'aseh, you know, it depends what they're involved with. But nowadays, you know, a lot of meetings are very chilled out and laid back, and you take a break for this and a break for that, and you talk about that. So then you should go down. But you can imagine, you know, during the Holocaust, they're trying to, you know, save Jews, even in America, you know, how constantly involved. So, okay, that's because my question, that's a different gather, perhaps. Okay, this is, I would say, l'halacha of a local kafel maisa. That a person is mamish, oisik and tachati without distractions. And, I mean, I've been involved in a lot of meetings, you know, not political meetings, but like, you know, Rebbe meetings, talking about the boys, and okay, well, you take a break for here, you take a break for there, and how long does the meeting go? But,